This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. BOGO is back for 1 week only. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm today at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We've had a very exciting day today, thanks to President Joe Biden. That is one thing we can blame him for, is all of the excitement of this show, playing all of his cuts about the economy, about how he is not to blame for anything. And we will always be able to go back to that. But right now, we're very excited for a fan favorite segment. It's time for 2A Tuesdays with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Toby, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
I just want to give people a heads up on how this works. If you have a question about guns, about a type of gun, a brand of gun, if you have a question about ammunition, about getting a license, about traveling with a gun, you can call in 844-500-4242, and we will get to all of your questions over the course of the next hour. If you do have a text message, that's fine. You can send it to 63566. Start the text with the word Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y. I'll try to read some of those, but the callers always get the first pick. Speaking of that, Toby, I do have questions for you, but I've been yelled at before for hogging you during the first segment. So we're going to go right to a caller first. Kevin, you are first up on 2A Tuesdays today. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, Toby, I get a box of ammo, 380, with the top of the bullets, like the projectile that comes out of the bullet, cracked. I was wondering if I could fire those or get rid of them.
Now, let me ask a silly follow-up question to that. Is there like a hole in the end and there's cracks on the sides, or is it just like a full metal jacket bullet that has looks like stress cracks in the jacket?
Not the jacket, the top of the bullet.
Like on the bullet part or the case part where the with a crimp of the brass case goes around the bullet? Yeah.
The bullet part.
It might be. Do you know what brand it is?
Federal 380.
Okay. And there's no hole in the end at all?
No, I didn't see one.
Okay. That's interesting. I've never heard of that, to be honest with you, unless it's by design. Some bullets have a pre-fractured jacket so that when it goes into soft tissue, it expands, and that's what is known as, like a defensive round. So I'm not sure exactly what you have without looking at it, but if it's literally just like a crack that happens some way, I don't even know how that would happen, then I wouldn't shoot it. But if it looks like it's like a pattern or some sort of unique print on the end of the bullet, it might be by design and therefore fully functional and able to be shot. But yeah, I've never heard of that, like a bullet just cracking. It's not like a egg or something that splits over time. So it's really strange to hear that, but it might be reloads or something like that that's been sitting around for a while. Who knows? But I, without looking at it, I couldn't really steer you in the right direction. But ammo doesn't just crack over time. I assume it's some sort of crimp or stress that they put in the jacket to expand. So there was a bullet years ago called Glazer Safety Slugs that looked at first glance like a full metal jacket because it had a rounded end to it, but it had these pre-stressed creases in it and like a polymer tip on it that when it went into soft tissue, it would expand. And in fact, it was like a number 12 bird shot contained in the end. So it was a highly effective defensive round, and MagSafe also had a very similar round. So I don't know if you have some sort of variant like that, or if it's just a full metal jacket that got in some way, shape, or form a cracked jacket. I'd love to see it, though. So maybe bring it down to Cape Gunworks sometime, and I'll check it out for you, Kevin.
Bring it down to Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. All right, so the first question is a bit of a mystery. Very good. Yeah. All right, let's go to
mystery
Dave.
Mystery of the cracked bullet.
Yes, it sounds like one of Howie's mystery
like a
novels.
Novel or something.
Yeah. Dave, you're next up with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Toby. Hi, Grace. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's going on?
Great, Dave.
So I got a quick question for Toby. A couple weeks ago, he was talking about Leosa training. You know, I refer to it as HR 218, you know, the right to carry for retired law enforcement. I'm a retired police officer. I retired out of a large department on the southwest part of the country. I'm from this part of the country. Now, I live in New Hampshire. I live on Seacoast, New Hampshire. My HR 218 actual card expired after my first year being back here, and the local police department here kind of balked about allowing me to use their range to keep it updated. I know here in New Hampshire it's not an issue really carrying it around, but I do come down to Massachusetts pretty regularly. I have family who live down there, and I heard you saying that you do put on Leosa training, and I was wondering, as a resident of New Hampshire. I don't even try to understand the Massachusetts gun laws, but could I come down and get my HR 218 updated at your facility as a resident of Massachusetts who is a retired law enforcement officer from another state?
Yes, that's a great question, and absolutely you can. So we actually have a class coming up on June 18th, and it's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., although our website says it's from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to keep you there all day and torture you. No, I'm just kidding. So, you could sign up for that, and that's not an issue whatsoever. You'd be fine coming down. If there is some issue about carrying a gun in this state without having that license or a non-resident license to carry, we're bringing a gun into the state. So what I would recommend is, you know, call one of our staff members, and we can set you up with rental gear if you want, and you can use one of our guns so that you don't have to transport it through the state until you get your license. Once you got it, you're fine. But I'm sure you'd be fine either way, but just to be on the safe side, I would recommend just renting a gun for that class. So, but you can go ahead and check that out on our website. Just type in Leosa in the search, and it'll come right up.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for the question, Dave. Very good question. I'm going to give people a little bit of time here to get on the lines. It's 844-500-4242. And when we come back, we'll take all of your questions for Toby. But before we go to the break, some exciting news. It is time to announce our $50 gas money winner. We do this every weekday. If you want to enter to win, it's totally free. Just go to gracecurlyshow.com and enter your email. The winner today, a big congratulations to Davey. Davey.
You won! You did it!
Davey, keep an eye out for an email from store@howiecarshow.com with instructions on what to do now that you are a big-time winner. All right, the number again is 844-500-4242. We're talking to Toby Leary from 2A Tuesdays. We're taking all of your questions about the Second Amendment, about ammunition, licenses, whatever it might be. Toby has the answer for you, and we will be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. It's 2A Tuesdays. We have full lines for Toby Leary, so let's not waste any time here. Jim, you're next up on 2A Tuesdays. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Toby. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jim.
Two questions for you, two quick ones. I'm in my 60s. I have several pistols. This is kind of a funny one. My favorite, one of my favorites is a Easy 9, which my nephew loves to tease me about and says it's a girl's gun. What do you say about that?
I disagree wholeheartedly. It's a great gun. It shoots well. I'm sure that it was marketed to a crowd that had grip strength issues and, you know, couldn't rack a typical gun right out of the box. Once most people learn the mechanics of a gun, they can rack the slide, even if it is hard. But, you know, if you've got arthritis or just low grip strength, you know, it's certainly a great gun. But even if you don't, like, I don't have either of those issues, and I enjoy shooting that gun. It's a very nice gun, you know, for what it is. So I think it's a great gun.
And by the way, even if it is a girl gun, what's wrong with that?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You should be proud of that, Jim. Yeah. All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Alex. You're next up on Two Way Tuesdays with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Grace, big fan. Thank you for having Toby on. I appreciate it. I got a question about, I have a 1911 officer's model, and it's my daily carry front appendix. And I was wondering, you know, to fire it, it's a little bit of a, you know, a little harsh. Is there anything, any sort of weighted system I can put on the muzzle to, you know, the first shot's fine, but, you know, afterwards it's kind of tough. But it's a day-to-day carry pistol, and I was just wondering if there's some way to, you know, make it easier to shoot. You know, I have a nice, you know, the laser sight on it.
You break it up a little bit there, Alex, but Toby, do you have enough information?
Yeah, I think he's baiting me. I really do. the easiest way to make that gun easier to shoot would be to sell it to someone you don't like, Alex. But in all seriousness, I love the 1911 platform. I just don't consider it in this day and age as good a tool for the job as a modern striker fired gun. That's just my opinion. And what you're struggling with is very, very consistent with the small 45 caliber 1911 pistols. I carried a Colt Combat Commander for 15 years before it kind of occurred to me, like, there might be a better tool for the job. And I shot this gun very well, but modern striker fired 9mm pistols have better capacity, a little bit smaller, a little way less recoil, and it's cheaper to shoot. So it was a good all-around win for me to switch over. If you're committed to sticking with it, then what I would say is, yeah, you could get a threaded barrel and a comp. It's going to cost some money to get that professionally, like, fit. In my opinion, you're going to want a gunsmith to do that. But it might help the overall recoil a little bit. It'll keep the muzzle from flipping as much. It'll drive straight back into the web of your hand a little bit. But it would be a good option to do. My only other thing is, and my follow-up question, if you didn't get broken up there on the cell, was going to be, how about reliability? Because I've seen those guns don't have great reliability over time. I've been in a lot of classes where the small 1911s, especially the officer size ones, fail in an all-day class numerous times with malfunctions. So as long as it's working good for you and it's not malfunctioning through 100 rounds, then, yeah, you could certainly stick with it. But you got to be committed to the cause. It's you know, a great gun to have in the quiver, if you will. But I wouldn't consider it the best gun for everyday carry. So that's my personal opinion on that, Alex. And I just broke the internet. So
yeah, there you go, Toby. You're going to be the most hated man on the internet today, right behind Elon Musk.
Well,
that's okay though. That's what you're here to do. You're here to stir up controversy at the Grace Curley Show. Let's go to Don. Don, you're up next. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, Grace. Thank you. I have a question about. So I live in New Hampshire, and let's say I wanted to travel to Florida, where New Hampshire and Florida reciprocate concealed carry, and they have pretty lenient laws on pistols. Is it possible to drive on the interstate with a pistol if you're going from one state where you're legal to another state where you're legal if you stay on the interstate?
Yes, 100%. You have right of free passage through every state in the union as long as it is stored properly. In most cases, it's required to be unlocked and cased. Unloaded, cased, and locked. So it's not, you know, you can't access it quickly. And if you're doing that and you're driving through, you can drive through whatever state you're allowed safe passage. But, you know, there's all this gray area if you stop for gas or stop for a hotel or stop to eat or whatever. So I recommend just fill up the tank, run the gauntlet right through all the northern states and, you know, fill up in Pennsylvania again or something like that. Just get through New York and New Jersey especially. But, yeah, you'll be fine. You shouldn't have any trouble. Just make sure it's cased up, unloaded, and locked.
All right. Thanks for the call, Don. 844-500-4242. Before we go to the other callers, just hang on the line for 1 second. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Law Office of Jeffrey Miller. Everyone can go through bad times, but that doesn't mean you're a bad person. Attorney Jeff Miller represents good people in bad times. You can reach him at MillerCriminalDefense.com. That's MillerCriminalDefense.com. Attorney Jeff Miller, reasonable doubt at a reasonable price. Matt, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who's most to blame for the current economic situation? Ultra MAGA Republicans, Putin's price hike, or 17 Nobel laureates, economists?
I'm going to say the 17 Nobel laureates.
They are to blame, according to our poll here, 86%.
Don't tell that to Joe Biden, though. He's hot on the ultra MAGA train. All right. So the number again is 844-500-4242. We'll be able to take a lot of questions after this break that's coming up. But before we go, let's take a couple more. Nick, you're next up with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a New Hampshire resident, and I own a corporation in Mass. So I have my LTC as a business owner, and my LTC came with a PIN number. My question to Toby is am I entitled to buy any ammunition in the state of Massachusetts? Am I entitled to buy guns in Mass? What's the scoop with that?
Unbelievably, you're not. If you have a non-resident, is it a resident or a non-resident license to carry? That's what I should ask. Do you know?
Well, it's a business owner's license.
Does it? Is it a green stripe
across
the top?
So it falls under a... No, it doesn't.
No. It might be a regular resident license to carry. If you own a business in the state, you might be good. If it is a regular resident license to carry, then you're good to go. You can buy ammo, guns, etc. If it's a non-resident license to carry, then you're absolutely not able to buy guns, ammo, primers, powder, bullet heads, or brass cases even. Believe it or not, in this state, even though they've already background checked you and you've jumped through all the hoops and paid the fee and taken the, you know, class, you're allowed to legally carry a gun that's loaded in this state, but you can't go down to the local gun store and buy a box of ammunition, believe it or not. So you get a BYOA, bring your own ammo when you come to Mass, if you have a non-resident license to carry.
Yeah, you oftentimes on this show, Toby, have to be the bearer of bad news for people.
I know, and a poor guy like Nick, who lives in New Hampshire, where they don't even have a license to carry anymore. It's a constitutional carry state, as every state should be. And then they come to behind the Iron Curtain, and they're like, what do you mean I can't buy a box of ammo? I can order it through the mail in my state. You know?
Get used to it, Nick. All right, when we get back, we'll take all the rest of your calls. I see a lot of people on the lines. The number for your last chance to get on with Toby today is 844-500-4242. Get your gun questions in quick. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
We are chatting with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. It is 2A Tuesdays, and that means we have full lines. Everyone wants to get in their gun questions. I'm not going to stand in the way of it. I'm going to get right to it here. Let's go to Rob. You're next up on 2A Tuesdays. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, good afternoon, folks. Toby, I have a question about slide lubricant. I've got a lot of 1911s, and I carry a Walther as a daily carry. I'm confused as to what would work best, the Wilson Combat grease that comes in a syringe, or REM oil, the Teflon spray? I've got both, and I'd like to know what you use on the rentals.
Yeah, pretty much most of the, I would say, like, any of the good gun oils made these days are going to work. The big thing for me is, at this point, how I don't want to be exposed to harsh chemicals. I know there's a lot of people that still love the Hoppy's number 9 when they clean their guns. But I used to clean my guns in the basement. My wife on the second floor would be all of a sudden, "What are you doing down there?" Because her eyes are watering on the second floor. So, you know, some of the chemical smells are now gone away with a lot of the good modern lubricants that are out there. And so I would say the Wilson Combat Grease is great. You know, Bill Wilson is known for making high-quality 1911s. And the REM oil is also good. We sold a ton of that. What we use on our rental guns is either Breakthrough Clean or Gunzilla we've used, and we also use a another one by you got me on a Joe Biden moment here, those are the two most popular ones, is Breakthrough Clean and Gunzilla is what we've used for years. We just recently started doing Lucas Oil, which is also a very good lubricant. You get a nice little syringe type applicator, so you can put precise drops of oil right where you want it. You don't have to over lube the gun. So I would recommend that too, and that has a nice grape smell to it. So anyway, any one of those will work really well.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Good. I couldn't think of.
Good question. I'm not a fan of the grape, but to each their own. When I was getting the fluoride stuff when I was a kid, and they would ask like what flavor you wanted, never went grape. I would go strawberry, maybe mint. But hey, who am I to say? That's just my take. All right, let's go to Bill. You're next up with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Toby. Got a question. There's a company out of Florida called Kinetec, and I'd like to change my Glock trigger to a flat face trigger. The only thing is, they make two of them. One is an angled flat, and the other one is just a plain flat. Do you know anything about these particular triggers?
I'm not real familiar with the Kinetec Glock triggers. I know that the company's been around for a while. I'm much more familiar with, and there's a lot of them out there that are very similar to this, like Glock Store and Pyramid, and I know the Tier trigger was a thing for a while. But the one I'm most familiar with that we really have kept to stocking and using continually is the Apex tactical ones, because we know they work. I've seen failures with other triggers, and I do see them on their website. They have a couple of different profiles on the Kinetec website as I'm talking to you, but I'm sure either one of them will work fine. I like the straighter one, the more angular one, because that tends to break at 90 degrees. And that's what people like about the flat face triggers for the Glocks. But I would personally highly recommend the Apex Tactical. I don't have any firsthand knowledge with the Kinetec, so I don't want to steer you in the wrong direction. Not to say they aren't good, but I just don't know.
All right. Thank you, Bill, for the question. Let's go to Paul. You're up next on 2A Tuesdays with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Toby, I have a question. I'm a snowbird. I go back and forth to Florida. I have a license to carry in Florida, and I was going to apply for a license here in Massachusetts, and I own property here also. Can I get a residence license here?
Yes, you definitely can. You definitely can. That would be my first choice, is to get the resident one. If you don't live here year-round, there are some towns that might give you a hard time about it, but I don't think there'll be a problem. I would definitely push for the resident license to carry.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Let's go to Matt. You're next up on 2A Tuesdays with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, Gracie the Greatest. Hi, Toby.
Hey, how are you?
So I own a LWRC rifle that is piston driven, And I understand that you can buy a SIG MCX rifle legally in Massachusetts because it's not considered an AR-15. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Is that? I was also told it was because it was piston driven. That made it
different. That's not the only reason. That's not the only reason. There's plenty of piston driven ARs out there. POF makes one, Adcore Defense makes one. There's a bunch of different companies that make, even SIG makes one that is the 7.16 or the 4.16. HK makes one. None of those I would ever dream of selling in Massachusetts until something happens, with the current whatever restrictions that are from Maura Healey. But the LWRC is, in fact, an AR-15. The MCX is definitely not an AR-15. It is similar controls, but the controls and where they're laid out aren't the determining factor of what makes it an AR-15. It's the compatibility and the same design. So MCX is definitely not Eugene Stoner's design. It's not just the fact that it's gas and gas piston instead of gas impingement, but it's also the recoil system, the bolt carrier group, everything about it, even the trigger is a little bit different. So there's no buffer, no buffer tube, no buffer spring. So that's really the biggest difference that delineates it and separates it. So both are great guns, by the way.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Let's go to Lenny. You're next up on 2A Tuesdays. Go ahead, Lenny.
Hi, Toby. I'm looking around to purchase compact. And I tried the SIG P365 and 365XL, and I liked them. But I was wondering, what's the equivalent in the Glock line? Because I like the, I'm left-handed, so I hear Glock is a little better in terms of getting, left-handed friendly type of gun. And I like the sights on the Glock. So what's the equivalent for the P365 compact?
They don't make an exact equivalent. The one thing about the 365 is the fact that it's a subcompact pistol that is, really thin grip and still 10-round capacity. So the closest thing to it would be the Glock 43, which is only a 6-round gun. And then they make the 43X, which is a little bit taller grip that has a 10-round, or the 48X, which is a longer slide and a taller grip. Both of those are 10-round guns, but they are a little bit bigger than the 365 or the XL. So I would look at those three models, the 43, the 43X, and the 48. Those are probably the closest thing to the 365 that Glock offers.
All right. Thank you, Lenny. Toby, can you let people know where they can find you if they want to visit Cape Gunworks, and where they can find you online if they want to listen to your show?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Grace. They can go to capegunworks.com. They can also check out our deals of the week there. If they go to capegunworks.com/deals, you can shop online or sign up for a class and get your gun license. You can also visit us down here on the Cape, right in Hyannis, 96 Airport Road. You can listen to us on the radio. We have a show on Saturdays called Rapid Fire. You can find out all about that on our website as well. And always you can find us on 2A Tuesdays on Grace Curley Show. And we also have May is the ladies month, so definitely want to come on down for that. So we have lots of classes and stuff going on for women in the month of May. So,
all right, yeah. Toby, I think we've got just a little bit of time here to take one more call. Rick, you're last up on 2A Tuesdays. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Grace, love your show. Toby, question I have guns. My wife has guns and my daughter does. I heard something about a gun trust, should I pass or my wife or whatever. The ownership of the guns will move to them. Do you know anything about that, a gun trust, and whether you can even have one in Massachusetts?
It's not worth it in Massachusetts because an entity cannot own a firearm in Massachusetts. It's an individual. So it works in other states great, but in Massachusetts, an entity cannot own guns. So I wouldn't waste my time, effort, or energy. I wouldn't waste my money on it. So there you have it. Unfortunately, they'll just have to do a transfer if you ever want to transfer them over to somebody else.
All righty. Thank you, Toby. Thank you, Rick. That's it for 2A Tuesdays for today, but there's always next week if you didn't get your question in. We will be right back with Howard Lawrence Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
Understand what it feels like. I come from a family where when the price of gas or food went up, we felt it. It was a discussion at the kitchen table.
Ugh. This kitchen table sounds rough. Every single night, just depressing.
I was listening to that when it happened, and you know, when he got to that point, I just yelled out with him, kitchen table.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes you can know exactly where he's going with certain words.
Right. It's like, can you believe that sometimes parents have to drive? Dot, dot, dot.
McDonald's! That's what Howie says in his office. McDonald's! Today's Car Crossover is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. They take care of you when you buy or lease a vehicle, and after. Service is easy with their convenient drive-through, and Toyota of Portsmouth service uses genuine Toyota parts. Schedule an appointment at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Howie, I know you're going to spend a lot of time today going over the Biden cuts, and that's going to be a slam dunk for you. But because we have you here, we want to use your expertise. Can you give us a little update on what's happening with the Steele dossier? Because it's been in the news a lot today. There's a few new names being floated.
Well, it's not really a new name, but he's been kind of overlooked.
And yeah.
His name is Charles H. Dolan, Jr.
And, Chuck, as I like to call him.
He's a UMass 74 graduate. And I've had this for a while, but I've been waiting for an opportunity. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of Massachusetts Democrats, but he was arrested for drunk driving a few years back. Reckless driving, speeding, marked lane violations. He had his last cocktail at a place called David's Tavern in Brown Square in Newburyport. Now, it says it was a fixture for local politicians. I guess it was if he was ingesting bad ice cubes there.
Now, what was his role in this Steele dossier?
Well, he was a longtime Clinton operative who was also one of Putin's puppets. He made hundreds of thousands of dollars working for various Rasputin-like sinister Russian nationals. And he went over to Moscow, and he was introduced to Dushenko. He's the guy who's now under indictment. He was introduced to Dushenko by Fiona Hill. That name ring a bell?
Yeah, it does.
Another sinister foreign national from the British Isles. He was introduced to Dushenko by Fiona Hill, who would later be a witness in the Ukraine frame-up. And so then he started telling him these stories. And Dushenko was, according to Dolan, he was embellishing the stories, like about the Russian P-tapes. So, it's funny. Dolan was the guy who spread the story about the Russian P-tapes, you know, either inadvertently or advertently.
And then he saw them actually taking flight.
Wait, when he sees them taking flight, he says, gee, this is fake news. And the guy that he was going to Russia for hired him to rebut the Russian P-tape stories, which he had invented.
Yes.
I mean, and then the great thing in the Washington Post story is they say this guy worked for Bill's campaign, Hillary's campaigns, for 20 years off and on. And do you know what the Clinton campaign said? We have no recollection of this guy. It was like something out of Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
The secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. Just a reworking of Mission Impossible.
He wrote, I'm hoping that this is exposed as fake news. I will check with some folks in the intel world to see if they know who produced this.
He said, by the way, I quoted him in my column for tomorrow. He said in a UMass website that UMass is part of his DNA. I think he meant to say BAC, blood alcohol content.
So this is something that, you know, if I were the Clintons and if I were especially Hillary, I would start sweating right about now, because it's looking like we're going to get more names. We're going to get a lot more information as this week rolls out.
Yeah, but I think we are. But I don't think, you know, the Clintons are still, members of multiple privileged classes. I don't think they're going down. I mean, look, they're not going to indict. They haven't indicted this guy Dolan as corrupt and sleazy as he is.
And Howie's going to talk more about this during his show. But another thing I wanted to ask you about, Howie, a little bit to do with this Supreme Court draft leak. There's some reports now, and there was actually a really good story. I think it was in USA Today about how much of an effect this is actually going to have. I'm sorry, it was a Reuters story. How much effect this is actually going to have on voters. And based off what I've been reading, it does not rank up there pretty high for a lot of voters. In fact, it comes in sometimes fifth, sixth, seventh as topics people care about. Do you think they're overplaying their hand?
Yeah, climate change. I mean, I think people are just disgusted to see these horrible, horrible human beings out there in front of the justices' houses. I mean, they're so overreacting. And if you study the issue for more than 30 seconds, you realize that this is really going to have next to no effect on anybody.
Well, this is kind of the beautiful thing about the Democrats, is that the left-wing radicals will promote something like, we'll joyfully abort the fetuses. And then the more mainstream liberals go, well, that's not how we feel. And yet, here we are now, and it's kind of become the mainstream to say things like this, to celebrate abortion. And it's too late to put the toothpaste back in the tube. Everybody's already saying it. It's on MSNBC. It's kind of accepted. You know, it's part of...
Yeah. Well, Biden always keeps saying, well, these are not your father's Republican Party. But, I mean... this is not even your older brother's Democrat Party.
Exactly.
I mean, it's changed so fast.
That's a really, really good point, because he loves to say that line. And it's like, hold on, Republicans haven't changed on abortion. You're the only one who's changed, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Multiple times, too. And pretty drastically over the course of the last couple decades. Howie Carr coming up next. What else do you have planned for us today?
I think we're going to do all the Biden cuts for sure. And maybe we'll go back to the student loan scam, too. That's another thing that's kind of festering up there.
My mom always says the Democrats, it's like each one of these things is like plan B, plan C, plan,
right.
Release
right.
The next plan. And
yeah,
they
Victor
hit the
Davis
big red
Hansen
button.
Has a really good column today about it. He says they just keep flitting from one conflagration to another.
Yeah.
They're like arsonists setting fires all over town. They just throw the match and then they're on their way to the next fire.
Democracy dies in darkness, y'all. All right, Howie Carr is coming up next. He's got a great show planned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back tomorrow.